Blog Talk Radio. WeTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
And Miss SWK.
On Living Beyond Beyond.
Living Beyond Beyond with Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
Well, good morning, and great morning. It is the beautiful, lovely, oh, spectacular Kia D holding down for this awesome segment, the best of Kia D and Miss SWK. Bring to the people, Miss SWK. She, I get y'all hungry up in here. Oh, spectacular weekend. Of course, we're going to have a beautiful day. You know how we love to do it. So, we got special coming today. You'll forget those guests in just a moment. And also, today's special show, how about we leave the out and check us out at the show to find out exactly what's going on later on this week. So, again, don't go anywhere. We've got news coming up for you. You just heard with our song, Mary, I don't know where, don't ask. Anyway, I'm walk all over. And I'm it. Holding it down. This is a girl. Keep quiet. Who? Don't go with it.
with your girls and I truly do apologize. Yes, I really realize you're not here for these dudes. I see that big ring on your hand. Trust me, girl, I understand. Back at home, you got a man, and that's not the way I move. But when the DJ threw this record on, I saw you throw up your arms. Close your eyes and sing along. Guess you like this tune. And your legs can't stay still at all. Those high heel shoes, you took them off. So let me escort you to the floor. Girl, can I borrow you? Maybe he wouldn't mind if for a song or two you can act like you're mine. Oh, can I borrow you, girl? Would that be okay? Maybe when the song is done, we can just walk away. And I'll watch you as you go.
Walk away.
As you
walk away.
As you
walk away.
And I'll watch you as you go.
Walk away.
As you
walk away.
As you
walk away.
I'm fully focused on your sway. Not too concerned with what you say. I can't hear you anyway. Your smile says it all. Oh, now you wanna turn around. Well, I'm not gonna fight you now. I'm not here to slow you down. No,
no, no, no, no.
See, I'm just here to compliment
yeah.
your style in anywhere I fit.
Yeah.
And I get close a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. Consider it.
Yeah.
I get for you to just enjoy. I wish that I could give you more. Guess that's not what we're here for.
No.
Can I borrow you?
Can I borrow you?
Maybe he wouldn't mind.
Maybe he wouldn't mind.
If for a song or two.
No, for a song or
you
two.
Can act like you're mine.
Come on.
Can I borrow you?
Girl,
would that be okay?
Would that be okay?
Maybe when the song's done,
no.
we can just walk
yeah.
away.
And I'll watch you as you go. Walk away.
As you
walk away.
As you
I'm not afraid to been through hell and back, but I made it. And I know there's a blessing on the other side of every trial. And I know he made me strong for a reason, and I know that it must be my season. So anytime that it gets a little rough, I encourage myself and say, I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay, I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not gonna break. I got faith. I'ma keep on believing and dreaming. I can do anything.
I'ma make it this time.
I'ma believe my time is right now. I'm ready right now. Right now.
I'm ready right now.
I'ma believe I'm closer than ever, stronger than ever. I'm a believer, and I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
Church, y'all.
I'm alright. I'm alright. I'm through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all.
Radio Network. You know how we like to do in the community. Loving it and living it. I'm standing in a marvelous place, and I'm going to tell you right where I'm at. It is the WYCA of Tarrant County right here in Fort Worth, my hometown. Funky town. Get it funky, get it funky. I'm standing here with an amazing woman, Miss Marla Dina Lee. She is the president of the Black Women Lawyers Association of Tarrant County. An absolutely incredible woman. This is her hold on, wait a minute. She's trying to get me right.
Yes, this is my fourth year as president.
This is her fourth year as president, and she has done an amazing job. Now, we are standing at an amazing happy hour that you have done annually. How many years have you done the happy hour?
I've been involved with the Black Women Lawyers for at least about 12 years, and I think it goes back about 15 years. Our event, annual event, is called Hotter Than July, and anyone who has come out to join us will tell you we deliver.
Now, let me tell you something. I came last year. I came this year. It was the first year I came last year. When I immediately walked in, I was walked into an immediate hot box. I mean, it was when they said hotter than July, they meant that. It was hot up in here with so many people. And this year, they proved that they could do it again. They brought the fire. It wasn't that hot this year. They cut the air conditioner on this year. But last year, they let us sweat. But it was just as many people. How did you get all these amazing people to come back out again and support you?
Well, one of the things we pride ourselves in doing is offering a quality event. We get a very diverse group of people. I mean, age diversity, ethnic diversity, profession diversity, and they come out to support a cause. Most of the proceeds from this event benefit our scholarship fund. We do 3 law student scholarship awards. We also recognize a member of the community, and we do a legal service excellence award as well. People know that you come to the Black Women Lawyers event, you're going to run into someone you haven't seen all year. You're going to run into someone that you were surprised, you know, was aware of this event. And we offer good value. We provide a wonderful buffet that is catered by Mr. Woodard. Barbecue buffet. We also have a host bar with a variety of loaded and unloaded beverages. So it's a good value.
Mine unloaded today.
Yes, today. Mine's not, because I've already been up on stage and I've been off. So I am free to have a sip of a Marlarita. No, I did not say margarita. I said Marlarita, coming to your show sometime soon. Anyway, we appreciate the opportunity to talk about our event and a way for the black lawyers, female lawyers in Tarrant County to give back to the community and to continue to replenish our coffers by assisting students who are in law school or preparing for the Bar Association to become members of the Texas Bar as well.
I love it. That is so exciting. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to be here at the wonderful Hotter Than July event put on by the Black Women Lawyers Association of Tarrant County. You cover all of this, Fort Worth and Watauga, Arlington, all that.
Yes, yes. It is of Tarrant County, so we invite any of the African-American, and not only African-American female lawyers. We have diverse membership. Any female lawyer can be a member. Any male lawyer can be a member, and you can be a non-lawyer and be a member, but you just do not have voting privileges. So our Bar Association was set up not only to provide an opportunity for female lawyers, particularly African-American female lawyers, to build relationships with one another and further their practice and give back to the community, but we also set up our bylaws so that others can become a member of our organization if they're interested in supporting the things that we support as well.
Let me ask you a question. What about youth? Do you have anything for the youth?
Actually, our membership is free to law students. So we have a very strong relationship with the local bar, the local law school. Texas Wesleyan Law School is situated in downtown Fort Worth. And we have, in fact, a couple of our members are graduates of Texas Wesleyan Law School and were scholarship recipients as well. So it's like the legacy continues. Yes.
And I went to Texas Wesleyan University. I love that school. I was going to go into law school, and then I went and got into speech pathology, and then because I can't talk, so I didn't need to go that way. And then I went into psychology, but I can't get myself out of the crazy hole, so I can't get nobody else out of the crazy hole. So I just decided to go teach because everybody loved the kids, you know. So now I got a degree in education. Everybody loved, and I got, of course, radio broadcasting because I love to talk. But again, we are at this amazing place, the YWCA of Fort Worth, right here with Miss Marla Dina Lee. Thank you so much for being here. But let's talk about you briefly. I want to talk about you, who you are, and what you do for just one moment.
All right. I am an attorney in transition, and that is politically correct speak for I am looking for my next employment opportunity. I most recently was VP and Associate General Counsel, Government Affairs Director with Citigroup, and I've taken some time off to sort of get my son acclimated to college, and he is going to be playing baseball in the fall. So once he moves out in about 3 weeks, it'll be back to mommy me time and getting my professional career back on track. I'm originally from Michigan, moved to Fort Worth from Los Angeles, attended undergrad and law school on the West Coast, practiced for a while, and then, of course, as everyone who's a native Texan loves to hear us transplants say, I got here as soon as I could.
Because everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what they say.
Again, thank you so much for being here. We're going to be here next year, same time, same place, correct?
Yes, definitely. In fact, we really appreciate how the Y supports us. And we've been here about 5 years now, and they really work with us, give us a great deal on the location. They look forward to us coming in. They have someone who's assigned to sort of oversee to make sure that everything runs smoothly for us. So it's a good partnership, and it's one we'd like to continue.
So if we wanted to find you, where could we find you at? Marlalita.com?
It's actually Marlarita as opposed to Margarita. No, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I have a Gmail account. I have an AOL account. Of course, I'm not going to give those out, but I can be found. Just Google me.
You Googleizer, y'all. You Googleizer. Thank you again for being here, Miss Marla Dina Lee. She is the president of the Black Women Lawyers Association of Tarrant County. Again, a marvelous event, hotter than July. And it was hot. And I got me a go play. Actually, Miss Shirley Walker King, I'm bringing this one for you. You was on your way, and I know you were, so I got you some. Actually, it might not make it, because this is some good old. Matter of fact, this one might not make it. Miss SWK, I'm sorry. I'm letting you know now. It ain't going to make it to you. I'm signing out, as I usually love to do, the best way I can, the We Talk Radio way. We Talk Radio, because we talk, we listen, and we take action. Kid D in the building. Yeah.
Would you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You know, sometimes we have the tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That's if you want to keep your thing together. Listen.
Single day, www.
station at www.kkviradio.com. Scratch what I said. KKVIDFW.com. So make sure you check out our sister station as well. Rocking the hottest hits from Blue radio shows such as Real Talk Radio with Miss V. And of course, Kiki and Miss W. Us. It's a particular station, and so make sure you check them out. I told you we have a very, very special surprise again coming up next. This beautiful, incredible one is a lovely lady by the name of actress Irma B. Hall from the awesome Soul Food and two others. So check her out on the show here. And she's going to have an Alan Richardson hit. That's the way I feel. Come back with the radio. Yeah.
You know, life is funny. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a firm believer that if you get anything out of life, yeah, you gotta put up with the talk and strife. Now listen. You're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Eddie Mae tells you all that she sees. Have you ever thought she was trying to get close to me? What I want you to do is think it over. Make it over, girl. Make it over.
Look. The way I feel about you. That's the way I feel about you, girl. And if that's been weak for you, darling, I don't mind.
Can I do it? Listen.
I know you've been hurt, and so has many others too. But that's the sacrifice that life has put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, God might have sent me.
Sometimes you gotta just take your time, lean back and think about what I'm saying. Feel my words right now, baby. You really listen.
Baby,
that's the way.
Yeah.
it is Kia D with We Talk Radio Network. You know how I love to do it. I keep it busy in the community because we talk, we listen, and we take action. I am joined today by some amazing individuals. When I tell you a celebrity cast of people right now, I have got the beautiful Miss Channing in the building. Channing Godfrey Peoples in the building, who wrote this amazing play, Red, and the beautiful Miss Irma P. Hall. Absolutely incredible, star-studded individuals right now. Ladies, how are we feeling today?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Glad.
Now, we're standing here at the viewing of this beautiful, 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 amazing play, Red, that was written by the beautiful Miss Channing. Let's talk about this amazing play.
Red is actually my USC thesis film. It's a short film. It's 20 minutes. We have the wonderful Irma P. Hall in here who graciously agreed to be in the film. It's about a young woman and a search for identity after she loses the most important person to her.
Now, is this something that you were touched personally with?
Absolutely. In the film, the wonderful one, well, we can't give away everything, but let's just say that it was based on personal experience. My grandmother went through some of the same things that Mother Mabel, the character that Miss Hall plays in the film, she went through some of the same things, very similar, yeah.
Now, speaking of Mother Mabel, okay, Mother Mabel, how you feeling over here now?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. I'm so proud of Channing.
You know, you can only be proud when we do things just like this. Amazing greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, you know, it's all God.
It's all God.
It's all God. And I'm just so thrilled that I got a chance to work with her. I'm teaching, really, even though I'm an actor, it is another form of teaching for me. It's like being a part of the storytelling team, and God allowed me to meet this young lady and be in a position where I could be a part of her growth. So, and you know, sometimes I feel like Naomi.
I'm going to tell you.
God keeps sending me these little roots. And to me, like I say, I consider it an honor that I was in place. I was where I was supposed to be in order to meet her, in order to be a part of this project, to help her in her growth.
That's what I'm talking about. The Big Mama herself in the building. How did you get Big Mama?
Well, I was just actually telling her this story. And believe me, when we were on set, she told stories and stories, and we didn't feel like filming half the time. We just wanted to sit and listen. But I was just telling her this story before I even, right after I wrote the script, I was trying to think of who I wanted for each role, and I put a piece of paper down, and I said Mother Mabel at the top, and I put her picture underneath it. And I didn't know her. I didn't know anybody who knew her at the time. You know, it was Irma P. Hall. Like, are you serious? She's in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. That's one of my favorite films. I watch it every other week.
Talk about it.
So it was like it happened. Like, we met at the Black Academy one night. I was leaving for the day. I was working there, and I was leaving, and somebody called me and said, I think you ought to come back, Miss Hall, because everybody knew I was looking for you. I went back and ran the script right in front of her. I sat there and waited. I said, please, please just read it. And she was gracious enough to come aboard this film.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, just amazing blessings all day long. So now Miss Irma P. Hall has paid it forward. Miss Channing, you're going to pay it forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've taught beginning filmmaking at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters for the last 2 years. I couldn't miss last summer because we were finishing the film, but this is where I met Miss Hall, so it's all cyclical. It really is. It is.
Talk about an incredible moment. I'm talking about some beautiful greatness right now. We've got Miss Godfrey Peoples in the building, Miss Irma P. Hall in the building. We've got an amazing, beautiful, beautiful picture here. This picture is a picture that she gave away today to just about everybody who meant something important to her today, Miss Channing did. And so I didn't get one. So what does that mean about me? Right. But thank you, man. Right. It was incredible.
We'll get you one. And just to let everybody know, we are on Facebook, Red, USC Thesis Film. You can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com, Miss Red Film. And then we also, our web address is www.missredfilm.com.
So if we wanted to see this play, how can we see this?
You can pre-order it on missredfilm.com, or you can join us on Facebook, and we'll let you know which film festival is screening in within the next year.
So tell us what's coming up next, because we got to know what's coming up next.
Well, we're just showing it to family and friends, but we're about to start sending out to film festivals, so we anticipate big things.
Okay, so I just need to breathe next, Kia D. I just want to breathe, okay? Say it again.
Sleep for a week.
That's what we're going to do. Thank you so much. We've got the beautiful Miss Irma P. Hall. We've got the mother of all mothers. She my mother, your mother. You know how we do it. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. God bless you all, and I'm proud to be Big Mama.
Come on. Big Mama, loan me $5. You know what I'm saying? We thank you so much. Ladies, thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
You are so good.
Absolutely incredible. That's how we do it here, holding it down in the community right here on We Talk Radio.
I'm Channing Godfrey Peoples, director of RED, and my favorite radio station is We Talk Radio Network.
I'm Irma P. Hall. I play Mama Mabel in the movie RED. My favorite radio network is We Talk Radio Network.
I like really love that song. Like, it's really, like, it's one of my favorites. Love it. Thank you so much for being this morning show at Faith Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can find us at www.wetalkradio.com and at kkidfs.com. That is our sister station. You can find Dallas, which is on Island and West. So if you're in that area, go on to the Island Route if you're in Greenville or any of those areas, the border Dallas area, you can check out KK Radio at 89.9 FM on your dial. So may do that. It's been an incredible show. We've had a special guest, P. Hall, on the show today. We've had attorney Marla Dina Lee on the line. Just an incredible show. Awesome music. And, of course, your girl, Kia D. Joe Walker King is still out getting me breakfast. She better be back with a big breakfast in a minute. I want some aha with all of us. I'm going to go to Waffle House. Give me all-star breakfast. No extra half, please. Thank you. It'll be here in a minute. Thank you so much, Shirley. You're awesome. Again, it is your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the spring week here in Dallas, Fort. Don't go anywhere because on Wednesday, we will be back. And again, get Wednesday night, girl, radio, VA is going up air on akvidfw.com. Right, Miss Kato, Real Talk Radio, holding it down with beautiful co-host. That girl is up. Miss Trina May. But what an incredible day. I've enjoyed hope. Thanks so much for tuning in. Kia D and SWA here. It's the best of right here on We Talk Radio Network and our sister station, KKI Radio. And if you did so happen to miss television show that Kia D, Miss Walking, and my daughter, Maja, Dr. Phil show aired today. If you missed it, you can check it out on the website. Go to www.talkradio.com. Check out the TV shows there. You'll be able to see that awesome show. Also, you'll see that show that we were featured in with Mr. Deion Sanders. It was in the Big Clouds, the loves of my life, my family, my kiddos, and my lovely boy. I call him a boy, but it's really O-B-E-B-E. Yeah, that's right. Mr. V. Pooh, Mr. Robert, thank you so much. Love me, but you do. Robert, that's right. Today is his birthday. Big shout out to Robert Lake. Happy birthday. So much tuning in and loving us right here on We Talk Radio.
Real Talk Radio with Valencia King. Real talk with real people about real issues in the real world. Would you like to be featured on Real Talk Radio with Valencia King? Please email your music and information to realtalkradio@wetalkradio.com. You might just be our lucky guest.
For your morning pick-me-up, listen to Living Beyond Beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
And Miss SWK.
On Living Beyond Beyond.
Living Beyond Beyond with Kia D.
Hey, what about me? And Miss
by shadow, a cloud, or a light in the sky. Am
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
And Miss SWK.
On Living Beyond Beyond.
Living Beyond Beyond with Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
WeTalkRadio.com.